Good morning. The seventh Sunday of Easter, or the Sunday after Ascension Day. When I was a lad, my mother, whenever there was a thunderstorm, used to say that God was moving his furniture around in heaven. That was the sort of thundering and the banging and the things that went on. And as a kid, I used to think, wow, he's got rather large furniture. Jesus has ascended into the heavenly places. The deep significance of this is, of course, that the Lord of life has taken with him our humanity. That, as we thought about and reflected on Ascension Day, that God the Father has pulled him up into heaven. In fact, what propelled him to the heavenly places was his deep holiness and love. He is the Lord of life, and he is the new man, woman, the new person of humanity, because in him all goodness, holiness, joy, and eternal life exists and lives and breathes. Many of the great pieces of scripture and revelation talk about the Lamb on the throne, the Lamb of God, worshipped by angels and archangels, seraphim, and so on. And with us, when we think of Jesus in that way, we realise his glory. But can I bring you to the deep humanity of Jesus, which is that his scarred hand reached out and touched St. Thomas, or at least St. Thomas was called to touch the scars in his hands. What do those scars mean? The scars of Jesus, the scars of the Lord of life. What they mean, quite simply, is he knows what it is to live this life. Knows the joys of it, and he knows the suffering of it. He knows the loving relationships of it. He knows what it is to have good friends, and he knows what it is to be betrayed by a good friend. All of those emotions and many more are deep within the Lord Jesus, because he is the resurrected and ascended Lord of life. Today's Gospel from John 17, 1 to 11, the High Priestly Prayer. First of all, the prayer speaks of Jesus' authority. He comes with authority. He prays with authority. He speaks of eternal life in this high priestly prayer. And he knows God, his Father, intimately. His work to do is done in this earth, and he is to pass it on to his disciples. Jesus with the Father, before the world existed, he is the one preeminent in all things, because as God made the planets and the creation, Jesus was with him. He was in God the Father's presence. And whoever belongs to Jesus is God the Father's. All mine are yours. We become one as Jesus is one with God, his Father, in heaven. There are three important Bibles to me. All Bibles are important. One is my mother's Bible, with a bookmark inside it, which dates right back to when she was a girl. And so that Bible, it must be over 100 years old. And then the next Bible, which is very important to me, is the one that I was given at my ordination by Bishop Colin in Winchester Cathedral, when I was made a deacon in the cathedral, and handed the Bible. And as you are handed the Bible, you are told to go and to preach the good news. The third Bible is the one that I was handed when I was ordained priest in the Church of God on St. Thomas's Day, the 3rd of July 1990, by Bishop Michael of Basingstoke. Again, this Bible handed to me to go and to preach the word of God. And so these Bibles, each one and every Bible, contains this high priestly prayer in the Gospel of St. John. God reveals himself to us. He reveals himself to us through the creation. He reveals himself to us through the Holy Scriptures. And most of all, he reveals himself to us through Christ himself and through the Holy Spirit. So God is the source of faith. God reveals himself to us, most especially in Jesus Christ, whom we know as the Son of God. So the revelation of God, his love and his purpose, is constantly made manifest and contemporary in the life of the church through the power of the Holy Spirit. So our faith does not begin with our speculations, nor with proofs for the existence of God, nor with a human quest for the divine. The origin of Christian faith is the self-disclosure of God himself. Each day, the church's morning office affirms and reminds us of this by declaring God is the Lord and he has revealed himself to us. While the inner being of God always remains unknown and unapproachable, God has manifested himself to us, and the church has experienced him as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so on this Sunday after Ascension, we're looking towards Pentecost, to the giving of that Holy Spirit. And again later, we'll be looking to the Holy Trinity and trying to understand that, not just through words, but through experience. The Holy Scriptures then are highly regarded by Christians. Their importance is expressed in the fact that a portion of the Bible is read at every service of worship in our churches. And so we are, in a sense, as Christians and the church in particular, the guardian and the interpreter of the Scriptures. And on this Sunday before Pentecost, we need to remember the importance of those Scriptures. The Old Testament was a preparation for the coming of Christ, and we believe that it should be read in the light, looking back, of his revelation. The New Testament is the Christ-centered book, which concentrates on the work of Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in that early church. Isn't it wonderful that you and I, as Christians, can experience that outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Having walked in Jerusalem, you do feel something of that Spirit, very much in some places, and certainly most of the time there is that air of something which has happened there which can never be taken away, because it's the place where God chose that the disciples would receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That does not mean that, of course, the Holy Spirit is only in that place. The Holy Spirit fills the entire world. In fact, you could say the universe. When we think of the astronauts, when they went out and they looked back at the Earth spinning in its beauty on its orbit, it was a deep religious experience for them. they could see that this place was that chosen by God, created by God as our creator, to be the place where human souls and beings would be formed and would come to know eternity in Jesus Christ. And so as you and I look forward to Pentecost, next Sunday we will be pulling on God's coattails, as it were. Just as Jesus was pulled up into heaven, we'll be pulling on those coattails through prayer and asking God that we may receive the gift of that Holy Spirit to enable us to do his work and to understand what his will is for us in the world today. Amen.